Blog Talk Radio.
Now is a celebration, yeah. Oh girl, let's celebrate. Yeah, it's a celebration. Oh girl, let's celebrate. Baby, tonight I'm yours. Come on in and wrap your gift. No, you can't find it in stores. Some tailor-made for you kind of shit. It's like it's like, oh, yeah, it's a holiday, but I'm open for business.
We got a bottle of that rosé. Baby, we gon' celebrate.
Make you feel like it's your birthday.
Baby, gonna celebrate.
Have it at the party.
How can we celebrate?
All up on your body.
Baby, I'ma celebrate.
Since you passed every course, hats off to your graduation.
It's like, oh,
you don't wanna miss this. Feels like it's just like, oh, yeah, it's a holiday, but I'm open for business.
We got a bottle of that rosé.
Baby, we gon' celebrate.
Make it feel like it's your birthday.
Baby, gonna celebrate.
Have it at the party.
How can we celebrate?
All up on your body.
Baby, I'ma celebrate.
The 4th of July
night.
In between your thighs.
It's like fireworks just light up the sky.
Don't need no reservation.
You're my invitation to this lovemaking. It's a celebration.
How'd I do? How'd I do? Baby, tell me how you feel. They say real girls ain't never perfect. Perfect girls ain't real. I'd agree, but I guess we'll just wait and see. Cause I swear you act like perfect is the only way to be. Nothing matters except for you. Don't let no one out here blind you. Don't remember why you love me. Please allow me to remind you. And I know you left me once, but I came right back to find you. Even though I like being in your past, you got a bright future behind you. Ooh, damn, ooh. Girl, I must admit I look amazing next to you. Girl, you crazy, sexy, cool. And you stayed obsessed with pool. But that's good, cause you know that them grades impress me too. And my free days are just for you, but I don't get many. It's like every time we spend time, it feels like the first time. You never spend enough time, you catch me at the worst time. It ain't like you're not worth time, just I don't control it. But tonight I made it happen just to celebrate the moment. Give it up one time.
I just wanna celebrate the night with you. I bought some party favors, I'ma light it up if that's alright with you. How you feeling now? Tryna lay it down. We can kinda down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
We got a bottle of that rosé.
Baby, we gon' celebrate.
Make it feel like it's your birthday.
Have it at the party.
How can we celebrate?
All up on your body.
Baby, I'ma celebrate.
The 4th of July.
In between your thighs.
Like fireworks just light up the sky.
Don't need no reservation.
You're my invitation to this lovemaking. It's a celebration.
Celebrate the moment. Give it up one time.
Yo, what up, this Y Clef
with Mary J.
The girls with my acoustic guitars, you know what I'm saying? Yo, fellas have the problems with the chicks. I want you right now to turn the lights down low. Pull your girl up next to you. I want you to sing.
When Jeff comes to me tonight, girl, I want you to know that I loved you. And no matter how tough I would have dared, only to you I would reveal my tears. We tell the police I ain't home tonight. Messing around with you is gonna give me life. But when I look and see your eyes, man, you're worth that sacrifice. Hey, hey. If this is the kind of love that my mom used to warn me about, man, I'm in trouble. I'm in real big trouble. If this is the kind of love that the old folks used to warn me about, man, I'm in trouble. I'm in real big. I need y'all to do me a favor. Someone please call 911.
Pick up the phone, yo.
Tell them I just been shot down. And the bullet in my heart, and it's piercing through my soul.
I'm losing blood, y'all.
Feel my body getting cold. Someone please call
Is it bad that I never made love? No, I never did. But I shouldn't have had
to
appear. That girl,
wow.
I promise you, can't promise that I'd be good at it. Cause I had my shoes,
wow.
I won't commit. I haven't
been able to
can't miss it. I'd be bad enough, wow. Yeah, I'd be good in bed, but I'd be bad to you.
Word.
I
think you get this too, baby. Yeah, hold up. Bad girls ain't no good. And the good girls ain't no fun, look.
And the bad girls want a real nigga.
Yeah, cause real niggas just want. So it seems that we caught up in the wrong thing. Got a thing for a queen who know when to leave. You
got a thing for a king, but you want a king.
Seems like the ones who wrong never got a ring. And I can see that you're
bad.
Yeah, in a literal sense, I mean a physical sense, I mean a wait, baby, give me a second, I need a minute to bend. I'm only telling you that, I heard you
bad.
And I'm telling you, I can believe that. Not the type of fella that y'all be getting jealous, but we talking about game while they got the lead pass. We at that bed, floor, couch, hold up.
Loud, pack, boy, roll up.
You know what? What's up?
What's up?
Forget it, cause all the bad girls always unapologetic.
Is it bad that
wow.
I never made love? No, I never did.
I never did.
But I shouldn't have had a piece. That girl,
wow.
I promise you, can't promise that. Cause I have my shoes, I won't commit. Not having it, but at least I can admit that I'd be bad enough to. Yeah, I'd be good,
oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
I'd be bad to you.
See her feelings? Ain't wrong, she work hard, she play harder. Got a smart mouth, like a speed fly. She don't catch feelings, she too busy catching G5. She no saint, except Saint Laurent. Gon' blaze out, take the wheel, y'all. And Rihanna got these women in their Rivers Island. I'm just trying to take a dip, y'all. Never deterred with bullshit, y'all. Never concerned, she tryna live it out. No more suck up for love, she probably duckin' because you try to follow your gut feeling, you get lost. Some issues, yeah, and I noticed it. You got the coldest cortisone, but warmer skin. You froze with it. You tryna play 7-0, I be Scorpion. Get over here today, smelling like Jean-Paul. Got the hate. Got about 3 friends, she don't even tweet them. Ain't no IG, but if she follow K. And we at that bed, floor, couch, hold out.
Loud, pat, boy, roll up.
You know what, what's up?
What's up?
Forget it, all these bad bitches always on the party.
Is it bad that I never made love? No, I never did. But I shouldn't have stopped it. That girl, I promise you, can't promise that I'd be good at it. Cause I have my shoes, I won't commit. Not having it, but at least I can admit that I'd be bad enough to you. Yeah, I'd be good in bed, but I'd be bad to you.
Hello? What the deal? Bitch.
I got two songs, one for the plug and one for the load. I got two songs, one for the beaches and one for the dough. They got these two more. Lamp popping, I'm ring, ring, ring. Got money while they ring, ring, ring. Trap jumping, I'm ring, ring, ring.
Start the foreign, oh my god, I'm gorgeous. I just put the key inside my pocket pocket. Might not get to see it, this a new Ferrari. Man in the mirror, how you choose to bother? Someone say they calling, I don't feel like talking. Everything is get returned the way I bought it. Phone be interrupting me while I'm recording. Phone be making women feel they unimportant. Call my doggy, say it's all the way retarded. Keep the all cause I am not using the form. In kitchen, I just finished up a new perform. Hater, wish you well.
I got clientele. I just got it off scale.
I got two phones, one for the plug and one for the load. I got two phones, one for the bitches and one for the dough. Think I need two more. Line popping, I'm ring, ring, ringing. Count money while it ring, ring, ringing. Trap jumping, I'm ring, ring, ringing. I got two phones, one for the plug and one for the load. I got two phones, one for the bitches and one for the dough.
There they go again, one of my friends. They don't give a damn how a nigga been. All they wanna know is what I got to give. How much did I spend, what I got to lend. What I did and what I didn't do for them. Bricks coming in somewhere on the rim. Section doing numbers, nowhere by a gym.
Rapping by the spin, I'm supplying sin. Jumping out a Honda, I just got it in. Asking what I cop, none of your concern. One day you gon' learn what you trying to get. Everything on sale, going out of business. Finders up in jail, gotta feed the kids. Jugging around the city, you know what it is. Red when the business, put that on the real.
One for the plug and one for the load. I got two phones, one for the bitches and one for the dough. Think I need two more. Line popping, I'm ring, ring, ringing. Count money while it ring, ring, ringing. Trap chopping, I'm ring, ring, ringing. I got two phones, one for the plug and one for the load. I got two phones, one for the bitches and one for the dough. Think I need two more. Line popping, I'm ring, ring, ringing. Count money while it ring, ring, ringing. Trap chopping, I'm ring, ring.
Find me balling hard, come from grinding hard, getting calling cards from your Barbie doll. When she round me, she know I'm a bodyguard. Money calling for me, baby girl, I'm sorry. You just die yellow, you not that important. Waist shaper, I could pin you to the carpet. Smell like soda, I'ma put you in the wall.
Conversation costs a lot of chips. She don't really get a lot of this. Engaging where I'm gazing at her hip. And ain't nobody making no attempt. Amazing clip, hanging, slanging dick. Maybe we could make it taking trips. Maybe I was thinking too impatient. Phone ringing, hold up what it is.
I got two phones, one for the plug and one for the load. I got two phones, one for the bitches and one for the dough. Think I need two more. Line popping, I'm ring, ring, ringing. Count money while it ring, ring, ringing. Trap chopping, I'm ring, ring, ringing. One for the plug and one for the load. I got two phones, one for the bitches and one for the dough. Think I need two more. Laugh poppin', I'm ring, ring, ringin'. Count money while it ring, ring, ringin'. Trap jumpin', I'm ring, ring, ringin'.
Somebody's pulling me close to the ground. I ain't panicked. I've been here before. Seems like only yesterday when I got up on that stage in front of that crowd and showed them who was who and what was what. Man, look at these suckers. I ain't no rapper. I'm a hustler. Just so happens I know how to rap. Okay, I'm reloaded.
Uh-huh. I did it again. What's up, right?
I'm too young.
I know.
I'm too young.
I know what y'all is asking yourself.
I'm too young.
You gonna ever fall off?
I'm too young.
No.
I'm too young.
A lot of speculation on the monies I've made, honeys I've played. How is he for real? Is that really paid? Hustlers I've met or dealt with direct. Is it true he stayed in beef and slept with a tech? What's the position you hold? Can you really match a triple platinum artist buck by buck for only a single going gold? Rockefeller sh** bold, and you left out in the cold. Is it back to charge your motherfuckers 11 for a O? For the millionth time, asking me questions like Wendy Williams harassing me. Then get upset when I catch feelings. Can I get a minute to breathe? And in that minute you leave while I'm looking at my roll ice spinning on my sleeve. Ugh, nice watch. Do you really have a spot? Like you said in front of foe, and if so, what block? What you doing in L.A. with Filipinos and essays? Latinos and Chevys down by Pico with Federico. I answer all y'all questions, but then y'all got to go. Now the question I ask you is how bad you wanna know. Black!
I'm too young. Black. 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 I'm too young. I'm too young.
Rockefeller, y'all. Know my style. Motherfucker can't rhyme no more, about crime no more, to I'm no more, cause I'm so raw, my flow exposed holes that they find in yours, wasn't for me, could still be dying for whores, but I hate when the sit back, admiring yours, young blood, you better get that, we frying because
course. Don't wanna be confined to riding an iron horse. And don't listen to the rappers, yo, they dying to floss. I used to be OT, applying the force. Shoot up the whole block, then the iron I toss. Come back with the click plans, I and the Ross. I'm the boss, and this is how it's gon' be. Burnt the turnpike, wild mouths on the V. I got mouths to feed, till they put flowers on me. And kiss my cold cheek, chicks crying like I was cold cheek. Tombstone read, he was holding, no leaks. Started from the crack game, and then so sweet, freaked it to the rap game. Jigga the OG on MTV, telling them how I so D. And used to bag work, a bottom apartment 4B. Me and my homie started out Cody's. Picked the mailbox lock, cause I ain't have no key. Had the cable with the anchor when Jazz made so B. Then I went low key, but now I'm back, it's on. Jigga,
Jigga, yeah. Rockefeller, y'all. Feel it. Feel it.
Morning dew, I took one look at you, and it was plain to see, you were my destiny.
You're all,
for you anytime you need me. For real, girl, it's me in your world. Believe me, nothing make a man feel better than a woman. Queen wear the crown, that be down for whatever. There are few things that's forever. My lady, we can make war or make babies. Back when I was nothing, you made a brother feel like he was something. That's why I'm with you to this day, boo, no fronting. Even when the skies were gray, you would rub me on my back and say, baby, it'll be okay. Now that's real to a brother like me, baby. Never ever give my pussy away and keep it tight, alright? And I'ma walk these doors so we can live in a fat ass crib with thousands of kids. Word life, you don't need a ring to be my wife. Just be there for me and I'ma make sure we be living in the fucking lap of luxury. I'm realizing that you didn't have to fuck with me, but you did. Now I'm going all out, kid, and I got mad love to give. You my nigga. And your skin tone, 5 minutes alone, I'm already on the phone. Plus I love the fact you got a mind of your own. No need to shop around, you got the good shit at home. Even if I'm locked up north, you in the world, rocking 3/4 to 4/4, never showing your stuff off, boo. It be true, me for you, that's how it is. I can be your Noah, you can be my Wiz, then I can be your son. You can be my earth, resurrect the God through birth, best believe.
You're all that I need, I'll be there for you. If you keep it real with me, I'll keep it real with you. Loving your whole sleeves, it be in there, boo. On top of that, you got the good power with you. You're all that I need, I'll be there for you. If you keep it real with me, I'll keep it real with you. Loving your whole sleeves, it be in there, boo. On top of that, you got the good power with you.
Oh,
So we ready. We ready to roll. Okay then, let's go. It's that moment. The moment of the evening you definitely don't want to miss. We got Mona and Elijah non-script on the drip. And on the drip we talk that literary shit while taking articulated risks. So trust, your ears gonna love you for this. We commit to this misbehavior and myth and written scripts that frame our intellect improperly, boasted by low-quality scholarly actors with thinking in poverty, like occupants of public housing property. Our novelty is highlighting thoughts from Arthur's, carefully cultivated with Elijah and Flo. Authors come to this show, and when they go, believe they leave fully Mona faded. Yo, literary talks located on the Drift of Mike platform in pure form, like when life is born. Raindrops come hard, but there is sun after the storm. So for the next 2 hours, soak in the light as the shining rays of the night fills you with life. We got two dynamics on the mic. This network is Drift the Mic, and you are listening to Literary Talks. Literary Talks with Mona. What's up, y'all? Mona, Elijah, yo, pull up.
And we're live. Alrighty, alrighty. Welcome, everybody. Okay, so welcome. I was about to say real quick, welcome to Literary Talks with Mona. My name is Mona. You are on Drip the Mic Network. Oh, God, I don't know what's wrong. I have a Google tonight, and I haven't, and I'm, like, completely, I haven't had a sip, nothing. I don't know why I'm so giggly, but, yes, welcome to Literary Talks with Mona on Drip the Mic Network. Shout out to Drip the Mic's CEO, Isis Pulmonologist Robinson, and his lovely wife, Deidre Subliminal Robinson. I don't see their number, so they're not in tonight. Okay, so y'all, so I'm like solo tonight, like solo. Like I have no guest schedule. I have no co-host. Shout out to my co-hosts, Serene Ari and Elijah Foreman. They're usual, you know, they're my two co-hosts, and you know, sometimes they rotate. One would be with me, or sometimes I'll be both, like last week. But I'm like totally on my own tonight. It's a lot going on right now in the literary world, and behind the scenes with me. I'm going to talk about it. It's a lot going on where I haven't scheduled. I post the Blue Notes Publications email. That's my publishing company. Blue Notes Publications email has I post it. So if any author would like to be a featured author on my podcast, send your inquiry to Blue Notes. Is Blue Notes 2022 at yahoo.com. If you'd like to be a featured guest, please send your email, shoot me an email, and I will, you know, reply back ASAP. So I haven't had a chance to, usually I'll go and scout for authors as well. And, you know, it's just been a lot going on behind the scenes that I actually haven't had a chance to do that. So, I'm guestless tonight. But within a chat, I have some, you know, some stuff going on behind the scenes that I'm going to talk about it with y'all. I got some exciting stuff coming. But first and foremost, Literary Toxic Moment of my little podcast. I have a, we have a page on Facebook. So if you go on there, you'll see the link for all our past guests. I want to send a special shout out to all our guests that has appeared on Literary Talk with Mona. I've been Literary Talk with Mona. I've basically been, you know, up on the scene, the podcast scene, since April. I'm very excited about that. We did take a little hiatus in September, and I had to recoup. But basically from April, May, June, July, August, and then I took a hiatus in September and October. We are back. I'm going to we'll be having some talented authors to close out 2022. So you're not always going to just be chatting with me. So I'm looking forward to that. November is going to be, I have a couple of publishers that, that I have lined up. So, like I said, really, really, really looking forward to that. So I'm excited. Can't wait. Okay. So, real quick, in addition to my podcast, I'm also a promoter, Mona Promotes on Facebook. I also have my main page, Mona Out the Door. You'll find links on there as well. I have a Talks of the Heart promotional page, just a promotional page. You'll find more links on there. On my Mona Promotes page, those are links of authors that I actually, like, those are my client. But in the promotional page, I have links of everybody and their mama and their papa and their auntie. If they write, their links is up on the promotional page. If I see it, I'm going to share it. So yeah, if you're an avid reader, my page is the place to be. Because you're going to find books every day, all day long, 24/7, every minute, every second, okay? Because I post like my life depends on it. Talk to the Heart promotional page, as well as Talk to the Heart reading group, is also my group that I admin. Shout out to Ivy Simone. She's actually the starter of Talks of the Heart book club, actually. I have some stuff that I wanted to, you know, set up for Talks of the Heart. The group been a little dead throughout the year. I navigated to doing live. I did live on my main page, I'm on the promo page. I haven't gone live in a while. I think this weekend and next week I'm going to molest the Facebook timeline with my presence. I'm going to go live. I have my upcoming release. I have a couple of releases that, you know, I've been stagnating on. Thou Shall Not, Who's the Best, those are coming, but I kind of took, you know, a time off to, you know, they're coming. But He Loves Different, the novella that I just, you know, had to put out first. It's a different type of writing for me. I took it to another level with that story. So I'm excited. I can't wait. He Loves Different, Blue Nose Publications, my publishing company. I want to send a special shout out to author Jabril Williams. He's currently my partner as of now. I want to send a shout out to Jabril. Shout out to all our authors that are signed under Blue Nose Publication. Let's chat, y'all. This literary business is a very sort of like survival of the fittest, you know. It's like survival of the fittest. You know, on Blue Notes. Not Blue Notes. In this literary world, it's like a jungle. You know, it's like a jungle sometimes. You know, with that song, it's like a jungle now. It's like a jungle in the literary world. So, you know, you make friends. You lose friends. You think people are your friends, but they're not. You think people are cool with you. You know, it's a lot of competition. People enter your dynamic, you know, in this industry. You really got to beware, you know, of people's genuine spirit, you know. But then, you know, there's some people, you know, they come into your dynamic. It's very complex. They're complex. Their energy is complex. And you go through, you know, different levels, you know. You team up with people, you write with them, then you think, you know, they're one way, and it turns out to be another way. So I've experienced a lot of ups and downs in the past 2 years, but I just want to send a special shout out to the authors that are sincere, that do talk to me, that actually do like me. Special shout out to y'all. I don't need to name you because you know who you are. Blue Nose Publications is, once again, my publishing company. I started it with author Jabril Williams earlier this year. I'm very proud of it. We have about 10 authors right now signed. We have upcoming releases. There's been a delay in the releases, but I promise you, they're coming. Look for author Top Notch. His trilogy. I will be removing Blinded by the Light trilogy now, and he will be re-releasing it under him. But look for his brand new release with Blue Notes, Surviving the Game. Look forward to that. Look forward to also Elijah Foreman. In the Trenches is a book set. It's a box set. Let's see. Okay, so In the Trenches box set by author, it's going to be one story by author Top Notch, author Elijah, and then Bogard, author Bogard. He's a new author. He's incarcerated. His new release will be coming soon, this month. And then his In the Trenches story. So look forward to that. Let's see. So shout out to Blue Nose Publications. The authors from the Blue Notes, you know, have some exciting stuff coming. So look for that. I just want to send a special shout out to, to all our readers, you know, that support me as a promoter, that you do one click all my clients, you know, books that I do promote. Make sure, don't forget, when you do one click, if you don't one click and you download, please make sure that you read right away after downloading. Authors do not get paid when a book gets downloaded under Kindle Unlimited, and then it just sits in your Kindle. Us authors don't get paid. We get paid from you actually reading the book from the beginning to the end. Take your time, read the whole thing, and then that's how we get paid when you're using Kindle Unlimited. When you're actually purchasing the book, we get paid from that, and we get paid when you read the book. So please remember that. But other than that, I'm not knocking Kindle Unlimited. I love Kindle Unlimited. shout out to the readers who still downloaded my series from like 8 years ago, My Brother's Wife. You know, I'm still getting, you know, sales. I'm still getting pages read. So, you know, I mean, it ain't a whole lot of money, but so sometimes it'd be enough for me to pay one bill. So, kudos to the readers. Appreciate it. All right. Okay. So, if you look on my page, you'll see a few releases from over the weekend, from the past few days, from last week. These authors, they are bringing it. Today, released a call of White. Let's see. I don't want to mess up. Hold on. Today's release is by Natisha Rayner. She's signed under Kayla Renee Presents. So make sure you one-click her new release. White Summer with a Caribbean Billionaire is now available on Amazon.com. Also free with Kindle Unlimited. Make sure you one-click. Don't forget to leave a review. Natisha Rayner. That's now available. Coming this week. Okay, so this week was a good week. Last week and over the weekend for Nikki Brown Presents, Bonded by Love, Connie Easton. She, released her, I believe might be her first paranormal. Now available on Amazon.com. The link is on my page. Take Me, I'm Yours by Takara under Nikki Brown Presents. One click. Don't forget to leave a review. Now available. Lessons in Hood Love. Now available. Was released last week by author Nita under Nikki Brown Presents. This Monday, brand new release, part two, I Chose You by author Gigi. Make sure you check out her part one, and part two is now available. Check out new author. Her debut release is called Love Don't Love Nobody by author Coco under AJ Presents. Make sure you one-click new author. Speaking of new authors, hold on. I have a couple. D.I. Jones made her debut, Holding with Both Hands. Make sure you one-click her brand new debut. Also, new author Rampage. It's been about 2 weeks, but don't hesitate to support new author. Rampage of an R&B Chick by Summer Snow is now available under Snow Publishing. So make sure you one-click that. When a New York Billionaire Applies Pressure, Part 3, the finale of Hot Series by author Snow herself, also under, her release is under Literary Icons, and she also has her own publishing company, Snow Publishing, so make sure you support her and her authors. It's Halloween month. Paranormal is on popping in a literary world, so make sure you one-click a new release by Tasha, Tasha Marie. Her paranormal release is now available. Upcoming paranormal, you should check out October 31st on Halloween. Boom. Will be author A.L. Tate by under Nikki Brown Presents. Her debut paranormal, I believe, will be a driver's on Halloween called Wanna Play. That's the title. Wanna play, y'all. Wanna play? Yeah. I don't know why I was saying it all crazy. You didn't understand what the hell I was saying. All right. What else? If you're looking for a sexy erotica, check out Welcome to Sherville, Billy Ann. What is that? Sweet. By author P. Wise is now available. Okay. I can't understand the publisher, but make sure you, the publishing company, the name on the cover. Part two, Addicted to a Rich Hitter by Kavina is now available. Make sure you click, one click, part two, the finale, his plug, Snatched My Heart, part two, the finale dropped this week as well by author Lisa St. Julian under Unique Pen Publications. Make sure you one click, y'all. Part two, Feelings from a Thug, Joe Enrich, is now available by author Robin. So she got part one and two available. So that makes it a finale. Part two to My Soul is tied to A Real One by author Lakeisha under K. Renee Presents is now available. That dropped last week. K. Renee, you know, her authors are, like, not playing no games, okay? October 28th, A Friend of Mine, Part 2 by Shmel Carter will be dropping. So make sure you catch up now on Part 1. The links are located on Mona Promote page. Dropping this week, October 22nd, brand new release by author Quisha Denae, Hate to Love You. October 21st, brand new release by author Chanel, A Timeless Love, is coming to your Kindle. Both authors are under K when they present. Like I said, they not playing no games over there at that publishing company. So y'all make sure y'all check them out. Dropping October 20th, which is tomorrow, is author E. Bowser, you know, Trick or Treat. So you know, she's a paranormal author, so you know she wasn't going to leave you hanging on the paranormal for Halloween month. So make sure you check her out. All right, I'm going down the timeline. Okay, so October is also a domestic violence month. So check out my domestic violence. It's a different type of domestic, you know. That I dropped actually last year, so make sure you one-click that. Why Me is now available on Amazon.com. Author V. Tasha Marie, she also has a release. Baby, You Can Do Better by, V. Tasha Marie. That's a domestic violence awareness book, so make sure you check that. Also, Lovely's Battered, Broken, Bruised. It's a box set, part one and two, by author Lady Lisa, under Unique Pen Publications. So it's also in honor of domestic violence. So make sure y'all one click that. All right, so let me see. Kind of go down the timeline of all the upcoming releases that's coming up. And then, there's also a new author. Her debut actually dropped. It's been a month now, but shout out to author Isha C. under Nikki Brown Presents her debut. It's a standalone, y'all. A Natural High, okay? It's a standalone, so make sure you one-click that. You don't got to worry about part two, so come on now. All right, calling all authors and vendors. The Literary Gem Awards New Orleans 2023 is going to be the event of 2023 of the year So stop playing games. The tickets are now on sale. It's also Book Expo that weekend. So you could get like a whole package. The ticket, $350, will gain you all access to everything that's going to be going on that weekend, from the awards to the meet and greet to the pre-party to the after party to the Gem Awards itself to the Book Expo happening on Saturday. You also will get your table, just everything, $350. You can't beat that, because other than that, you're going to be paying individual prices for each event. If you're not going to attend the awards and you're just going to be a featured author on Saturday, then you're just going to be purchasing your table for your ticket. But then you're going to be missing out on all the other fun. You're not going to be able to attend the greet and meet. You're not going to be able to attend the pre-party, the after-party. So you make sure get your coins together. Income tax time is coming. Wait until January after the holidays, or wait until February and March, but June is around the corner, so don't waste no time. I don't know, borrow the money, whatever you need to do, but $350, you can't beat that. For all access, including food, I don't know about alcohol beverage. I mean, it's going to be beverage, but not alcohol. I think alcohol might be extra. You'll have to dip into your pocket if you want to get your drink on. make sure you get on that. Snatched by Dawn. Snatched up by Dawn. A BBW love story is now available by author P. Wise. Make sure you one-click, y'all. Alrighty. Pentrix Amani, Queen of a Finesse, her release is now available, so make sure y'all one-click that. Okay? I'm going on my timeline. I'm trying to see. So, K. Renee on complete series, Honey, I Fuck the Plug, 1-3, is now available by Lisa Arstein. Make sure you check that. Complete series by Kiara Newfield, I Want You, 1 and 2. Make sure you one-click that. Complete series, K. Renee presents Blessed by Thugs Love 1 and 2 by Arthur Monet. Make sure you one click. Come on now. Stop playing. Let me tell you, those authors over there at CoverNay, they not playing, okay? You guys are playing if you don't one click. all right. Okay, so what else? Okay, so I'm going down my timeline. I have, because I'm trying to catch up. Okay. Hold on. Unique Pen Publications author Shelly Marie. She got a brand new release coming soon, Cuffed by a Cougar. Make sure you look forward to that. But in the meantime, check out her recent release by it's a standalone. It's called She Fell in Love with the At My Heart. She fell in love with my heart, okay? Make sure y'all won't click. Nikki Brown presents, make sure you one click Nikki Brown's recent release. Just hold on a minute. I'll come back to that. Snow White and the Seven Hussars, Part 3 by Natavia. It was supposed to drop this month. It's been delayed. It was incomplete editing, but it's coming soon, so, just relax. It's coming. Also Complete Cities by author Isha Monet under K-Renee Presents. Loving You is My Kryptonite, Part 1 and 2, Complete Cities. It's available. Make sure y'all won't click. Okay, so let me see. Okay, so my novella, He Loves Different, is coming this week. May push it towards the weekend, but it's coming. I'm trying to worry. Everything kind of got pushed back, so we're doing basically it's just books, more books, more books, more books, dropping like crazy in the literary world. So I don't really have nothing juicy to talk about with y'all. Okay, Mistakes of a Girl, Makings of a Woman. The finale is dropping soon, so make sure y'all catch up with that. By Nikki Brown Presents. What else? I'm trying to I saw some more complete series. Okay, so I'm not sure if this is a complete series, but check out The Trillest Boss Wife, The Baddest Chick by author Shantae Moore, part 1 and 2. Is now available, so make sure you want to click that over on Amazon. Don't forget to leave a review. Complete series, Thug Kisses Between My Thighs, 1-3 by author Barbie Amore is now available, so make sure y'all want to click that. I believe. Oh, okay. Recent release by author Nikki Brown, As If You Could, is now available. Y'all make sure y'all want to click. All right. okay, so what's going on right now, I have some, developments happening for Blue Nose Publications. I don't want to spoil the, what's happening, because it's going to be a surprises, because it's quite a few things. But Blue Nose Publications, we're about to take this ish to another level. I'm excited. I can't wait. Our Blue Nose Publications website. Okay, so the designer that is working on the website, she kind of like went MIA on me, but don't worry. I have to find me another website designer to, either finish or start over. But Luna's website will be coming soon, so bear with me. I'm trying to think. I mentioned the literary. If you haven't, one click, Keys to a Goose Heart, 1, 2, and 3 is now available by authors Jabril Williams and author Destiny Sky. Part 4 is dropping real soon, and it will be the finale. So y'all make sure y'all want to click that. All righty. Complete Series by author P. Wise is now available. Loving a Silly Boss, Loving a Savage, Quan and Quan 2 is now available. So y'all make sure y'all want to click that. So that seems to be all the upcoming. There's quite a few more, but basically that's what's going on right now. If anybody would like to chat with me, if you have any questions, please, 646-378-0304, 378-0663-66, oh God. Yeah, my mind is like, I just been having like a rough week, y'all. So please bear with me. Hold on. 646-370-0355. Press 1 to chat. Also, www.blocktalk.com. Blog Talk Radio. If you don't want to call and you just want to listen from the website, you can do that as well. That's the info. But if you want to chat with me, call. Call to talk to me. Okay, so I know there. Okay, so about it's been about a week, but the movie premiere by author Cassius Alexander. He's the CEO of Lockdown Productions. Lockdown Publications. Okay, so he has a book called Till the Casket Drops. And I read that. That was, I believe, I don't think that was his first, but hold on, let me think. No, his first book was called Trust No Bitch. That was his first book by Cassius Alexander. So, no. Till the Casket Drops is another one of his, you know, bangers. And he finally turned it into a movie, y'all. So the movie premiere was in Atlanta last week. And based on the pictures, yeah, he's doing big things. So so it was a movie premiere, but it hasn't really made its debut, like, on the big screen yet. So I look forward to that. But if you wanted to see it first, the premiere was in Atlanta. So everybody who attended got to see it first, but everybody else, like people like me who for one reason or another just didn't make it. Well, we had to wait until it actually appears on the big screen. But it really got me excited. So, you know, turning in my one of my books into a movie is something that I've been wanting to do, you know, for a long time. So I'm really, you know, I'm going to make it happen by any means necessary. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like in the works of doing that. I'm gonna get it done. And so the, you know, my very first book, My Brother's Wife, is The Chosen One. I'm gonna start with my very first book. That's like my baby. You know, that's the book that put me on the map. That book is part one of a 3-part series, My Brother's Wife, and then I introduced other characters where I went on to do other spinoffs. But My Brother's Wife, that, I mean, that I'm like a walking testimony. A lot of authors, you know, they put out a book, their very first book, it either don't do well, it either don't sell that much, it didn't make it on the chart, you know, and it just, you know, wasn't successful. But I'm happy to say, you know, my very first book debuted like number 98 on the chart of the top 100, and I slowly climbed. Within like a week and a half, I found myself number 2 on the chart under urban fiction. Urban fiction is one of the hottest, you know, categories on Amazon. And that's the, that category is like the happening category. And my publisher at the time put my book, because I'm more like an urban romance author, but he put me under urban fiction. And I went from 98 on the chart within a week and a half to number 2. And I stayed number 2 for like 4 months. And then after that, I climbed down, but I stayed in the top 20 for like another 4 months, 5 months. And I stayed on the chart for almost a year and a half. So I'm just proud. And if you go, you know, on, you know, Amazon.com, all you gotta see, look at the reviews, 300, over 300, and Amazon stumped me for some reviews. Right now, I'm at 307 reviews for My Brother's Wife, but years ago, I had got up to 320 reviews. Yeah, Amazon started doing this thing where was stealing reviews from authors, taking some of our reviews away. Yeah, they really stuffed me for quite a few reviews because I went from 320 reviews to 307. But and it's funny, actually, I went from 320 reviews. At one point, I was at 295. Amazon really took a lot of reviews from me. But with new readers, thank you, new readers. Shout out to all the new readers who discovered me, who discovered, you know, shout out to all the readers who recommended my book, and new readers gave me a shot, and it brought my reviews back. It's really hard to get reviews, but it's even harder to get reviews like years later. So imagine 5, 6, 7, 8 years later, and you're still getting your book reviewed. So those new readers brought me back to over 300 reviews. So shout out to y'all. I just want to give y'all a gift card or something. So I'm very proud of that. So My Brother's Wife, the movie, is coming. I'm excited. So, yeah, I've been trying to work on the script. It's not working too well for me. So I think I'm going to pay somebody to finish it off, finish the script for me. Turning a novel into a script is, I took a film course years ago, but it's, I think I got like the beginning, the basics of writing a script. But writing a script is a total different ball game from writing a novel. It's different. Very different. I had to go and Google a template on how to get started. So I started it, but I said, no, I don't want to be bothered. I don't got time. I have books that I'm actually writing and I'm publishing, I'm promoting. Then I work a real job in real life. Then I have kids, yeah. So, yeah, it's just, you know, too much going on. I don't want to dedicate to script too, but I did start it. So I think the person that's going to be, you know, helping with the filming of the movie is going to, you know, he also assists with script writing. So I think I'm going to take that route. Script writing is not the same as ghostwriting. You know, ghostwriting is when you hire somebody to write your book, your novel for you. So script writing, to hire somebody to write your script for you, is not the same thing, because basically the story is already written. You know, you're just transferring it to a script is, you know, a film dialogue. And you're just basically turning, you know, a book that's already written, a story that's already written, into script movie language. So that's different. So I don't want anybody to say, oh, she's going to pay somebody to write her script. Well, it's different because my book is already written. It's just switching it to some form. It's a different ball game. So there's nothing wrong with, you know, calling. There's nothing wrong with, you know, hiring somebody to do that. Okay. So that's basically what's happening in the literary world, y'all. So, My Brother's Wife, the movie. I'm excited. So, if you haven't had the pleasure of reading My Brother's Wife, you need to one click. It's available on Amazon.com. So it's My Brother's Wife 1, 2, 3. Then I have a character of Desmond that they just like fell in love with. So I gave him his own books. Manheart was his standalone. Then I brought him back, him and his wifey Angie, and After the Honeymoon. So I have about 3 more books to complete that series. So I gotta stop bullshitting. After the Honeymoon too. What else? after the honeymoon too. Then it's going to be the after the honeymoon, Ava and Ezekiel, more characters. Then there's going to be A Man Like Me. And then the final finale. I hope nobody steal my titles, but the final finale is A Little Bit of Love Is All It Takes. It's going to be the grand finale. So I've been working on those. So look for those. Y'all gotta stop the essence. Let's see. Let's see. 646-270-0355. Call in to chat with me. Okay. Let me see. Okay, I'm going to post the link, and it's happening now. Anybody who wants to, hold on, anybody who wants to chat with me, call in. I got about 30 minutes. Yes, 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 y'all, to the beat, y'all. Once again, today's release, White Summer with a Caribbean Billionaire by author Natisha Rayner under Karen Remy is now available. Natisha Rayner has a beautiful catalog, and she's fast with the releases. She don't make you wait too long like I do for a second, third part, so you better get up on her. She don't leave you waiting at all. So please, come on quick. Okay, so I'm going to post the link. It's open forming. Call me, 646-378-0355. Talk with me. I'm bored. Even though I'm talking, I'm still bored. Happening now. Open forming, y'all. Okay, hold on. Call in 646, press 1 to chat. Okay. So I'm trying to figure out. Okay, so we're in October. It's the month of paranormal. So, yeah, make sure you want to click if some paranormal reads coming your way. There's one available now by the Tasha Marie. Make sure you want to click. There's also Romance, Bonded by Love by Connie Easton. If you want to see some. Ooh, if you want to read some Liz paranormal, I have a story I started. It's on Kindle on Amazon. I'll be adding more chapters soon, but make sure y'all one click. I'm excited. Okay. I gotta get my Netflix back on. I just came across the timeline for Netflix. I'm ashamed to admit that I haven't watched P-Valley once, like at all. Not even in my dreams. I'm going to catch up because I just felt so left out. Everybody was be having P-Valley party, you know, this past season. That really got me, you know, feeling like I'm missing out on a lot. So let me stop playing games. So when y'all going crazy during season 3, I could go crazy with you. All right, y'all. Call in and talk to me. I don't know what else to say. I'm missing my co-host tonight, Selena Ree and Elijah Foreman. They just left me hanging. Okay, so what else? I'm really trying to end the year with a bang. with these releases. I also have a team story I've been working on. That's about it. Wait a minute. Let me go back to the team story because I'm like downplaying it. This team story is hot. The author of Shanice Timmons, I'm co-writing it with her. So she's making her authorial debut. But with this cute little teen love story, and I'm excited. I can't help. I can't wait until you meet Shanice. She actually uses her, the character is also named Shanice. Cameron and Shanice, cute little teen love story. I'm excited. I feel like I was really in my element. Writing a teen love story. I thought it was going to be a challenge, but it wasn't, you know, because I'm used to writing grown folks stuff, you know, like effing up headboards type of stuff. I really had to tone it down because you're writing about kids, you know, 16 years old. So I wasn't going to be having these kids sexing, even though some of these kids out there are fresh, you fresh. I wasn't going to write about that because I have a 17-year-old daughter, so, you know, and I have a 13-year-old son now. Now, I had to really tone down the grown folks for this story, but it wasn't like a hard challenge. I really didn't have to dig deep, you know, to tone down the grown folks stuff. So, shout out to me. And Shanice, so I'm excited. So I'll be doing a cover reveal soon for that book, so look for that. What else? I got a Christmas novella coming. Now that I don't get my title, because I'll be really pissed if somebody stole my title. Looking forward to that. My neck is killing me. I want to take a sip. Okay, so I just was, I had a collaboration coming. It's on pause. Hopefully, you know, it'll still be a collaboration. So, look forward to that. The Right Kind of Wrong was a collaboration last year. Part two is dropping soon. This is the finale. Sorry for the delay. I'm going to wrap that story up and put it out and make sure you one click support like you did part one. What else? Yep, I got some releases coming for, 2023. I got some part twos I'm wrapping up. Then I have my Valentine release. So once I'm done with the teen story, I'll be tapping back in to grown folks stuff. So, once I get back, matter of fact, I was working on Teen Story and working on He Loves Different. Ain't nothing teenish about that. It was grown folks stuff right there, even though the story starts out with the characters as teens. But, you know, they were like older teen groups. I'm looking forward to that. I'm excited. What else? (646) 7805 Chris Wayne to chat with me. I wanted to know how everybody felt about sex scenes. You know, do you find it boring now? Like, do you feel like all sex scenes are just like pretty much the same? So I really go out of my way to be different, because you basically feel like you're reading the same things over and over again. So I've really been putting in special effort to be different. You know, that's where true creativity comes in as an author, as a writer. So I'm actually, like, you know, in writing mode now. Okay, so nobody's calling in to talk to me. I think I'm going to. We're going to wrap it up early, y'all, because I want to go write. I'm wrapping up the team story, and I'm going to last minute proofreading. A few rewrites on He Loves Different, but look forward to that. He Loves Different is a novella, y'all. I'm excited. Dropping soon. Then I have a collaboration, and then the Right Kind of Wrong Part 2 will be dropping soon, too. So, yeah. Look for those, y'all. Look for those. Old card. Okay, so nobody else wants to talk to me? Okay, so I'm going to wrap it up. And we'll be back Saturday for a whole new show. I'm going to see if we're going to fill in the slot for Saturday with an author. Last minute. It's not going to be open forum, but I'm going to make sure one of my coworkers are back with me. But if we are going to have a guest for this Saturday, I will post it. Thank you. For everybody who is listening, I mean, more than likely you guys are probably listening on the link. Okay. So, hold on. I'm looking for something good to basically, you know, sign off on, but thank you everybody that support Little Buddy Talk to Mona. Over the weekend and next week, I'll be going live. I want to bless y'all with me. So Little Buddy Talk to Mona is going to be navigating, rotating back and forth, you know, between live and podcast. But I'm going to start showing my face, blessing the timeline again. So look forward to that. I'm excited, y'all. Okay? So I'm going to be doing, like, you know, live to promote He Loves Different, you know, because I'm excited. And I need to show my face for this. So get ready. Get ready to one click He Loves Different. Get, you know, make sure you stay tuned. I'll be going live. Okay? I'm going live. This weekend and next week to promote He Loves Different. So help me make this number one, y'all. Come on now. This is my first release in a while too. All right. Actually, no. I did a about me and author Gabriel Williams. In fact, check out our story. Sexy Like You Love Me. And but the anthology is called When the Heart Wants. So yeah, we it's me and Jabril, Serena Lee, and author Shannon Nicole. So yeah, that is available now. Make sure you want to click. So we're starting off. Thank you so much for everybody who did listen. I will post the link. So you could check out. I hope you're not bored by the show tonight. But thank you. Always peace and love. Okay, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and we're out.
always accusing me. Wanna see my phone? You say your intuition says that I'm doing wrong. I might as well be running around. There's only so much I can take before I just break down. Baby, let's not argue. Let's have a conversation. Tune me into your station. See what song's playing. It ain't all about who's right or who's wrong. Baby, this about life. Just getting along. Maybe I just hate the
take before I just break down.